Welcome, everyone. Happy Monday. Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 16. So today is Baptist Faith and Message, Article 2C. Article 2C, which is God the Holy Spirit. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the weekend that we had and the Lord's Day that we had. Thank you for life and for eternal life. And thank you for your Holy Spirit that you've given to us. To save us, to sanctify us, to strengthen us, to comfort us, to teach us, to guide us, and so on, all the wondrous things you do in our lives through your Spirit. Thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ and the great salvation we find in him by your grace. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Okay. I always like to begin on this homepage so you can see how easy this is to look at the confession on your own. Scroll down to whatever article you want to go to. We want to look at Article 2C. So 2 is God in general, 2A, God the Father, 2B, God the Son. And you see the long section for each of those, and all the cross references. Now we come to Article 2C, God the Holy Spirit. I will read through it, and I have two passages to look at the end. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, fully divine. He, the Holy Spirit, is personal. It's one of the persons of the Trinity. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are equally God. The Spirit is not an impersonal force. He inspired holy men of old to write the Scriptures. Through illumination, that means turning the light on, shining the light upon, through illumination he enables men to understand truth. And that is true. On the power, darkness of our own mind, we would only reject God's truth and mangle it horribly. But through illumination he enables men to understand truth. He exalts Christ. He convicts men of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. He convicts us that we are sinners. He shows us the reality of sin and of our sin and of the true, horrid nature of that sin. He shows us the reality of righteousness, God's righteousness, our lack of righteousness, our need for righteousness, and of judgment, the judgment of God, the righteous judgment of God against sin and the judgment that we deserve. The Holy Spirit does that. He opens our eyes to these things. He brings down the gavel in our hearts, so to speak, so that we switch sides and we take God's side against our sin. We take the side of righteousness. When the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment, he calls men to the Savior and effects regeneration. Regeneration means the new birth. When we become born again by grace through faith in Christ, we become a new creation in Christ. The Holy Spirit does that. He effects regeneration. That means he brings it about. He does it. He makes it happen. He effects the new birth. At the moment of regeneration, he baptizes every believer into the body of Christ. He cultivates Christian character. Thank God that he does. He comforts believers. Thank God that he does. And he bestows the spiritual gifts by which they serve God through his church. I say again, thank God that he does. Where would we be without the Holy Spirit? Absolutely lost. That is another way of saying, where would we be without God? Where would we be without salvation? Don't underestimate and don't underappreciate the role, the critical, absolutely necessary role of the Holy Spirit in our redemption. He seals the believer unto the day of final redemption. That means he keeps us. He makes us God's children. He keeps us. His presence in the Christian is the guarantee that God will bring the believer into the fullness of the stature of Christ. So the present and real work of the Holy Spirit is a promise of the ongoing and future work of the Holy Spirit. He enlightens and empowers the believer and the church in worship, evangelism, and service. And if he's not doing that, all that we're doing is hollow religion that brings shame upon ourselves and no glory to God. Here are all your cross references. You can go to this website. It's BFM, Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net, and you can see all of these. I have a few I want to look at. First of all, Genesis 1, 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This should look familiar to you or sound familiar to you. This is how the Bible begins. He created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. It was a desolate wasteland. It was unlivable. It was without form and void. And darkness was over the face of the deep, which is deep waters, which we'll see in just a second. Darkness over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God, that's our topic today, the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So you have the heavens and the earth. Now on the earth, that's unlivable, uninhabited and uninhabitable, it's without form and void, it's covered by this deep sea, and the deep sea is the deep waters, the deep sea, is covered by utter darkness. But the Spirit of God is hovering, poised to work. And God said, verse 3, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. The light of creation brought about by the power of the Holy Spirit upon the darkness. The light of creation brought about by the power of the Holy Spirit working upon the darkness. Supernatural power of God. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. Flash forward to the New Testament, a letter from the Apostle Paul to the church at Corinth. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, referencing the light of creation, has shone in our hearts. Now, it's not on the earth, over the sea, over the darkness. It's in our hearts. The same light has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, we'll come back to those two phrases. Before we had, in Genesis, the light of creation brought about by the power of the Holy Spirit upon the darkness. Here you have the light of salvation, or the light of redemption, brought about by the same Holy Spirit, shining within and upon the darkness of our sinful hearts. Light of creation brought about by the Holy Spirit. Light of redemption brought about by the Holy Spirit. One upon the darkness over the earth, one within the darkness and upon the darkness in our hearts, but both bringing light, both supernaturally bringing light by the power of God according to His purpose. Now, what is the light of redemption that shines in our hearts? The knowledge of the glory of God, seeing God for who He is, seeing the glory of God, seeing by faith and understanding God's revelation of Himself. What revelation are we talking about? His revelation in Jesus. And that's why it says, in the face of Jesus Christ. In the face of Jesus Christ. God's glory revealed through Christ. His righteousness and His holiness revealed through Christ. His mercy and His grace revealed through Christ. Christ's righteous life, His obedient life, His perfectly holy life, revealing the righteousness of God. His sacrificial death. The death of Jesus Christ. The shed blood of Jesus Christ. The ultimate showcase of God's justice against sin. Not Jesus' sin, but our sin that Jesus took upon Himself. And the ultimate showcase of God's love. Jesus dying as a substitute, as a representative for others. The face of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the place to go to see the glory of God. This knowledge comes to us And it's not just an intellectual knowledge. It's a spiritual knowledge. It's an intimate relational knowledge. It's seeing and loving and receiving and cherishing and being transformed by God's revelation in Christ through His life, death, and resurrection. But the central point of this devotion at this moment is this. It's the Holy Spirit that does this. We do not bring life to our own hearts. We do not command our souls to come to life in Christ. We do not have the power of true faith and repentance within us. These come from the Holy Spirit. Regeneration is the work of the Holy Spirit, not of the would-be believer. It's not the sinner's duty to bring himself to Christ. It's the sinner's duty to look to Christ and believe, to rest in Him. God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. What treasure? The treasure of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In jars of clay, that's us. We are the jars of clay. To show that this surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. And that's just what I was trying to say. This surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. There you go. Baptist Faith and Message, Article 2, C, God the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we thank You for giving us life. Pray that You would draw the lost to You to see Christ. Show them Christ by Your word. Give them life that they may be saved. It's in His name we pray. Amen. Thank you once again for joining me. I'll see you on Sunday for Catechism 2021. It'll be the 17th Lord's Day. And next Monday, Confession of Faith, week 17. God bless you. See you soon.